Why you did pick a cabin 2 miles away from the rest of the group? Are you trying to add to your frequent hiker's mileage?
Belky, Belky, Belky. While everyone else from the Chronicle is way down the hill playing volleyball, we'll be up here with Jennifer and Marianne playing different games.
What are we talking about?
I'll explain it to you later.
Oh, I love getting back to nature.
So do I. I just wish it wasn't so far out in the country.
Hey, isn't this place great? Totally separate from civilization. No television, no telephone.
Cousin, look, a radio! I wonder if we can get W-A-N-E, Wayne. All Wayne Newton, all the time.
Oh, that's my favorite station. Let me try.
Nice cabin, Larry.
Well, thanks. I reserved it way in advance to make sure we had a nice, private, secluded cabin all to ourselves.
The damn toilet's backed up. I can't believe I'm stuck in this crummy cabin.
Gortley, what are you doing here?
Would you believe it? The idiots in my cabin threw me out.
Of course we believe it, Mr. Gortley.
Ooh, quiet, everybody. There's a news bulletin.
Convicted killer Howard Mad Dog Krause has escaped from prison. Krause is 6'4", completely bald, and is considered extremely dangerous. He was last seen in the vicinity of the Big Piney National Forest.
Wait a minute, we're in the Big Piney National Forest. What if Mad Dog shows up here?
Well, if he does, nobody try to pet him.
You know, maybe we better leave. We're very isolated up here.
Oh, my God, I'm gonna die. And I've already paid this month's alimony.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, good idea.
Wait a minute. People! We came up here to have fun. Now, don't tell me that you're going to let our whole weekend be ruined by 1 6'4", bald-headed, psychotic killer. You're letting your fears get the best of you. This happened once on Mipos. It was right after the great cucumber famine.
Bartogamus, we have no time to listen to a stupid Mipos story. Let's get out of here.
Wait a minute. I've heard this story.
You want to hear it again?
No.
Balky's right.
We're overreacting. I mean, this is a big forest. What are the chances of Mad Dog finding this cabin?
Well, I'm going to lock the door just in case.
All right, I'll start dinner. By the time the steaks are done, we'll all realize how silly we're being. Ah! Hey, I thought we all agreed steak was okay.
It's him! It's Mad Dog Krause!
What are we gonna do?
The only thing we can do is make a run for it!
Open up!
Marianne and Jennifer, hide in the closet! Not you, Mr. Godfrey.
Somebody should stay with the women.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Godfrey. That's very brave of you, but I think we're going to need you out here. Now, listen, this is my idea. If Mr. Mad Dog comes in here and kills all three of us, then he might get tired and the girls can escape while he's resting.
I gotta come up with a plan.
It's a lucky thing that door is good and thick. You'll have plenty of time to think of something. Time's up.
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
Go on, get him out of here.
I can't believe you people captured Mad Dog Krause. You know, the last time he was captured, it took half the National Guard. So, how'd you do it?
Oh, well, no, I mean,
Wait, hold it! You tell me what happened. And try to stick to the facts. You know, sometimes people get a little elaborate with their stories.
We all came up here on this crummy trip the newspaper sponsored. I think it was supposed to bring the employees close together. I was in the bed when I heard Tweedledum and Tweedledummer come in. I can't believe it. You, me, Jennifer, and Marianne alone in a mountain cabin. You know what that means?
Well, of course I do. I am ridiculous. You're going to try to trick Jennifer into kissing you.
Yeah.
Then things got interesting. The babes came in.
I don't know why we have to have a cabin so far away from Sam Gorfley.
You know, this can only mean one thing. Larry's going to try to trick me into kissing him again.
Ew!
Look, cousin, a toaster!
Wow.
Cousin, get the bread. It just wouldn't be Friday without toast.
Well, I like my Friday toast as much as you do, Balky. But that's not a toaster. It's a radio.
A radio? Where do you put the bread?
I just killed a rattlesnake in the bathroom. Anybody need a belt?
Jennifer, Sam's here. Thank God, a real man.
He's mine. I signed first.
But I want him.
He's mine.
I want him.
Girls, please. There's enough of me to go around.
Mr. Godfrey, welcome to our bingy bingy. You're just in time for dinner. I hope you like bingy bingy. After dinner, we're going to sit down in front of the bingy bingy and sing bingy bingy.
Bingy bingy. Maybe it's been in this country 4 years and everything's still bingy bingy.
Quiet, everybody. There's a news bulletin.
Convicted killer Howard Mad Dog Krause has escaped from prison and is thought to be hiding in the Big Piney National Forest.
My God, I'm gonna die. And I've never been with a woman.
My God, I'm going to die and I've never even bingy-bingied.
Guys, get a grip.
I'm okay.
You're letting your fears get the best of you.
Mr. Gorpley's right, as usual. This same thing happened once on Nepois. It was right after the great cucumber famine. Or was it the tomato famine? Maybe it was the great persimmon famine. Or maybe it's many things.
Now look, if you're really worried, we'll lock the door. Bartagamas.
But how I can lock the door? I don't have a bingy bingy.
Bartagamas, the door has a key in it.
Appleton, shutters.
Oh. I locked the bingy.
I saw him. For his sake, I hope there's two of them. Let me handle this. Later. Hey, Mad Dog! Why don't you come here and take me on if you're man enough?
I love a man who challenges psychotic killers.
Open up!
All right, babe's in the closet.
I know you can get us out of this, Sam.
Don't hurt your hands, Sam. You'll need them later.
Not you. Come on.
Open up!
Mr. Gorpley, you're our only hope. Can't you think of a plan to save us?
It's a lucky thing the door is bingy bingy.
This is gonna be fun.
I can't.
Looks like it's just between the two of us, Mad Dog. There was a time when a name like Mad Dog meant something.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh. Bingy, bingy. Bingy, bingy.
Sam, take me.
Knocked out Mad Dog Krause with one punch.
Yep, and that's pretty much what happened. Then we called the police, and you guys showed up.
Mr. Gorpley, I cannot believe what you said about me. You know that I never, under any circumstances, would use bingy bingy in a dependent clause.
Officer, I'm Larry Appleton, investigative reporter from the Chicago Chronicle. If you want an objective, unbiased account, I think I'm the man to give it to you.
What are we gonna do? We gotta get out of
here. Hey, come on. You're overreacting. Mad Dog is probably nowhere near here.
Cousin Larry's right. As usual. Lead us, cousin, and we will follow.
Well, I'm locking the door just in case.
Fine. Lock the door if it'll make you feel better. I'll start dinner, and by the time the steaks are done, you'll all realize how silly you're being.
That's my cousin. Hey, is it any wonder I love the guy?
Larry, didn't you see him? That was Mad Dog Krause.
Calm yourself, Jennifer. I saw him. This is nothing I can't handle.
I bet he has a plan. You have a plan, don't you, cousin?
Oh, do you, Appleton? Do you? Oh, say you have a plan.
Of course he has a plan. Share it with us, cousin.
Ladies, in the closet. Gentlemen, prepare for battle. Not you, Gorpley.
Cousin, what are you doing?
I'm just getting him back for that story he told. Come on. Now, when I give the word, we'll jump him.
Good plan, Appleton.
Good plan? Good plan? I'll have you know it's a brilliant plan. It's my privilege to witness his genius each and every day.
Okay, please. Napoleon was a genius. I'm just a simple man of great courage.
this is gonna be fun.
Here, here, here's money. Take it. Take it all. And there's women in the closet. Balky, looks like it's just you and me. Sorry I got you into this, buddy.
Oh, Clausen, there's so much I want to say and so little time.
Mad Dog, could you give us a moment?
Sure. If I have to die, this is the way I want to go. Fighting at the side of the bravest man I know. I kiss the ground you walk on. Did you just walk right there?
Yes, I did.
Did you walk over here?
Yes, I did. All right, come on, Balky. We've got a job to do. Mad Dog, proceed. All right. I was hoping I wouldn't have to do this. Let him go. I know karate.
Big deal.
Oh, Clausen, I don't know how much longer I can endure.
All right. I warned you.
And I don't think you hurt him.
Oh, no?
Larry, take me.
I like my version better. Hey, I just told it the way it happened. Is there anyone here that could tell me what happened without turning himself into Indiana Jones?
Balky.
Balky, could you tell me what happened? Start at the very beginning.
Well, that would be about 4 years ago when I first decided to come to America.
Sir, 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 could you skip ahead to when Krause came in?
Oh, all right. But you're gonna miss hearing about the first time I had Mexican food. Jennifer and Marianne were hiding in the closet when Mad Dog opened the door.
I'm gonna kill you!
He seemed upset. Mr. Gorbley went to make sure that Jennifer and Marianne were still safe in the closet.
Now that you're here, why don't you just leave? And we won't tell anyone that we saw you.
Cousin, we couldn't do that. That would be lying. However, I do have a couple of Meeposian stories that apply to this situation. Would you like to hear them?
No!
Let him go!
Why?
Well, I know karate.
Okay, I think I'll kill you first.
Ha ha ha!
course, and I think he's finished.
Good. Because I think I broke my hand.
Listen, let me see. Clear? Ah!
Larry, take me home.
Take me home? Is that what you said? Take me home?
Well, yeah.
Balky, did everything happen the way you said?
I'm afraid so, cousin.
Well, that would explain this. If we have any further questions, we'll be in touch with him.
Yeah, look, if there's any kind of reward involved, I could come up with a believable story. Maybe we could work out some kind of arrangement. I could have sworn I was the one who knocked out Krause.
Well, cousin, sometimes we remember things the way we wished they had happened.
I thought I was a hero.
Well, you were. If you hadn't distracted Mad Dog by letting him nearly kill you, then I wouldn't have had enough time to go get the frying pan and save your life.
I'm very proud of you, Larry.
And I'm proud of you too, Balky. And I have all weekend to show you how much.
Well, I know one thing we could do.
Bingy bingy?
You said it. Shall we? You put your bingy in, you put your bingy out, you put your bingy in, and you shake your dollar about.